WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
1 year later, I spoke with Psalm. He told me about the music he heard when he was a kid, growing up near San Antonio, Texas.
Going up there was great because we had country, we had blues. I was raised near a blues club. It was across a field about a mile. I could walk over there and hear T-Bone Walker. Late at night, I'd sneak out of the house and run across over there and I'd watch T-Bone. Had a little crack in the window. It's almost like in that Jerry Lee Lewis movie where him and Swagger are little kids and they sneak across the river. You know that part?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of like that, and we kind of peep through the window. And we really got the blues into my soul. I could go dig that one night. And then Hank Williams and Bob Wills were all playing around there. So, you know, people always ask me how I got such to be a such cross-culture of music. But I think that's it. I think at a young age it was really born into me. San Antonio was very, very, very beautiful to grow up in at that point.
So when you were a teenager, did you hang out listening to music in black neighborhoods and Mexican neighborhoods in San Antonio?
Oh, absolutely. That was the groove. We would, my school bordered on, it was really interesting. My school, Sam Houston Junior High, and went on to be high school, is now Jeff Davis Junior High. It had a little thing where you went down this road behind it, and once you crossed over, we call it Salal Creek. It's really Salado, but in Chicano slang, we call it the Salal. And when you cross over to it is where all the black places used to be. So we'd go over there, you know, and get a bottle of wine and sneak in there and play them nickel jukeboxes. And it was really a trip because it was a whole strip of nothing but rhythm and blues clubs. I'd have been about 13 or 14. By the time I was 15, I was working all those places.
In the early days of the Sir Douglas Quintet, you passed yourselves off as a British invasion band. Whose idea was that, and what was the logic behind it?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It was a scam that worked. I don't know if you're old enough, but people watched Hullabaloo. Trini Lopez, it says, now we'll announce where these guys are really from. It was a big deal because we had, like, really pulled off this number. And, you know, Huey P. Moe, like I call him, the P.T. Barnum of the South, he really pulled a number. And the whole bit really, really worked. We had these long, very regal coats, and, you know, it worked real well.
Your 1965 hit, She's About a Mover, was that supposed to sound like a British invasion hit? Did you think of it as sounding that way?
Well, the organ was popular at that point with the Zombies. We really liked the Zombies, and we really liked the Animals, you know. That was Alan Price.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a funkier sound. Like, when that record first broke, I remember Dylan had told me, I think, which sums it up. Everybody was trying to tell Dylan that we were English. He said, no, man, they're not English cats. Listen to that beat and that groove. It's got to be in the southern part of the States. So that's what really worked into breaking that whole Texas thing because, you know, eventually we know that people really know we're from Texas. And, you know, we're Texans and we're proud of it, you know.
But you were walking down the
Did you try to put on a British accent?
Oh, we did a few. Pip, pip, man, lovely day. But you got to remember there are three Spanish guys in the band, three Chicanos.
Right.
And every now and then my drummer would break character and go, hey, ¿qué pasó, vato? Hey, ¿qué pasó? What's going on? ¿Cómo está? And all that. And we'd go, hey, man, cool it. And one time in Port Arthur, these two little girls heard that and go, they're not English, man, they're Mexicans. We kind of slipped, but it was fun, you know. Made us a very different bilingual band, you know.
Doug Somm, recorded in 1989. He died last week at the age of 58.